I want to play for you now a song that we're all so familiar with here in Ireland. The Fields of Athenry was a big hit for Paddy Riley, but we're not going to have that. We're going to have the Barleycorn version. I like this version oh so well. Athenry is a lovely little town in County Galway, and it was during the famine when many people left our countries to go and, well, they were to go and look for food and work, but some had to stay behind. And one such family lived in the town of Athenry. And during the night, the young man, Michael, he was wondering what was he going to do to find food for his family. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll go into Trevelyan's field, that was the landlord, and I'll steal some corn so that my wife can bake bread for the children. But of course, as I've told you on many occasions, he got caught and shipped off to Australia. Anyway, here, listen to Barleycorn's version of The Fields of Athenry.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling, Michael, they are taking you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now the prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man call. Nothing matters to Mary when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Watch the small flea birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely harbour wall, she watched the last star falling, as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. But she'll wait and hope and pray for love in Botany Bay. But it's so lonely round the field of Athenry. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. It's
so lonely round the fields of Athen Rye.
The Fields of Athen Rye, a lovely version there from Barleycorn. I just want to point out that The Fields of Athen Rye has got to be the most popular song in Ireland over the last 30 years or so, maybe even a bit earlier. But it's sung at football matches, hurling matches, rugby matches, wakes, funerals, weddings. Someone always sings The Fields of Athen Rye, written by Pete St. John. That was the Barleycorn version. And now it's the turn of a female vocalist we feature regularly on the programme. We're going to have the lovely Anne Breen. And she's bringing us over to the west of Ireland again, this time off the coast of County Mayo. She's singing and telling us all about the beauties of Achill Island, A-C-H-I-L-L, Achill Island. And this song that Anne Breen is singing is sung in what we call the country and Irish style. It's very, very popular here in Ireland, particularly in the rural parts of Ireland, where you get an Irish song sung with a sort of country music arrangement. I think it's nice. Listen to Anne Breen. What do you think? Now, I am aware that some of the purists mightn't approve of that, but I don't see a problem with that. I think she sings it beautiful, and there's nothing wrong with good country music. Anne Breen. Now, I'm going to play again a track that I play regularly on the programme, simply because I love it. This man, well, in my book, is the best Irish singer today. I'm speaking, of course, of Ronan Tynan, and this wonderful track of his, Sail Away, and take a listen to the way he holds that wonderful note at the end.
out on the water, hoping the tide will take us where we want to go. But life has subtle changes. Just when you want the wind is when it doesn't blow. Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. Mind on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Tomorrow will be different, taking a new direction from another star. And looking back is pointless. What's in the past just leads the way to where you. Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. The center of your soul, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Steering by the stars, we find ourselves in places unanticipated, absolutely strange. Always on the move, wondering if we'd waited, would we still be happy, or is happiness in change? Is faith a lonely sailor, or are we meant to meet someone to help us through? And if we meet somebody, are we supposed to be the captain or the crew? Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. In the firmament of time, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Sail away. Sail away. The
fabulous voice there of Roland Tynan and Sail Away. I'm going to play for you now a track by Ronnie Drew. As you know, Ronnie was associated for many, many years with the Dubliners, and we'll probably be hearing him again with the Dubliners before the end of the programme. But here he's singing a song that he sang once for me, I met him and we were socialising in a hostelry, shall I put it that way? No, to be honest with you, I was playing music in a hotel not far from where he lived, and he hopped in and he came in, and would you believe it? He got the guitar out and he sang this song, and I accompanied him. Not on this recording, I hasten to add, for that particular night. Has happy memories for me, this song. Ronnie Drew telling us all about Donegal Danny.
I remember the night that he came in from the wintry cold and damp. A giant of a man in an oilskin coat and the bundle that told he was a tramp. Stood at the bar and he called a pint, then turned and gazed at the fire. On a night like this, to be safe and dry is my one and only desire. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I bid you adieu. St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here. Then in a voice that was hushed and low, he said, listen, I'll tell you a tale. How a man of the sea became a man of the roads, and never more will set sail. I fished out a post until he begged our glass and Baltimore. But the cruel sea has beaten me, and I'll end my days on the shore. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu. St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here. One fateful night in the wind and the rain, we set sail from Killybeg town. There were five of us from sweet Donegal and one from County Down. We were fishermen who worked the sea and never counted the cost. But I never thought ere that night was done that my fine friends would all be lost. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll be you and you. St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here. Then the storm it broke and drove the boat to the rocks about 10 miles from shore. As we fought the tide, we hoped inside to see our homes once more. Then we struck a rock and hold the bow, and all of us knew that she'd go down. So we jumped right into the icy sea and prayed to God we wouldn't drown. But the raging sea was rising still as we struck out for the land. And she fought with all her cruelty to claim that gallant man. By St. John's Point in the early dawn, I dragged myself on the shore. And I cursed the sea for what he'd done, and vowed to sail her nevermore. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll be you and you. St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny.
Ronnie Drew and his friends telling us the sad story of Donegal Danny.
Donegal,
Tarsha Begaistuk Sounds Irish, Lamisha, Joe Bollard. This next track is sung by Dermot O'Brien. Now, Dermot, no longer with us, he's gone to God now, but Dermot and I were great friends. He was a tremendous musician. He could sing a good song, he could write a good song, and he could play, oh, amazingly, on in the early days on the accordion, but I think in latter days he turned to the keyboard. But here he's telling the story of a young man leaving, one of those songs again, leaving his native home in Ireland, and his girlfriend gives him a shamrock and says, "When you look at this shamrock, think of me." Here's Dermot O'Brien.
In the dark, a ship was anchored on a bright St. Patrick's Day. On the quay, a lasso was sighing for her lover going away. In her hand, she held an emblem and its parted leaves were three, and her parted words were darling, "Look at these and think of me." Freely shamrock thine adored me, your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. Just before the ship had started, as she laid her hand on mine, just before we had parted, she looked with loving eyes so kind. To my coat she pinned an emblem, and its parted leaves were three, and her parting words were darling, "Look at these and think of me. Three leaves shamrock I adore thee, your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee." But tonight I am an exile, far from home and far from thee. Next my heart I'll wear your token, love no matter where I be. And though all the seas divide us, and your face I might never see, when there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. Three leaves shamrock I adore thee, your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. I'll come home and I'll marry thee.
Dermot O'Ryan telling us all about the three-leaf shamrock, which of course you all know is the emblem, one of the emblems of Ireland. I've told you quite often on Sounds Irish that we, as we were growing up, we used to have hoolies, not every week, but every second or third week on a Sunday evening. This was before we had television. Joe used to play the piano and everybody in the family had to do their own little bit, whether it was a song or a monologue or whatever. But around Christmas time and during holiday time, we'd invite some of the neighbours to come in and join us. And there was one particular neighbour of ours used to sing this next song. She was a lovely old lady, very quiet and had a sweet voice. She used to sing this song now that I'm going to play for you, sung here by Frank McCafferty.
When the golden sun sinks in the west, and the toil of a long day is o'er, though the road may be long, in the lilt of the song I forget I was weary before. Far ahead, where the blue shadows fall, I shall come to contentment and rest, and the toils of the day will be all charmed away in my little grey home in the west. There are hands that will welcome me in, there are lips I am burning to kiss, there are two eyes that shine just because they are mine, and a thousand things other men miss. It's a corner of heaven itself, though it's only a tumble down nest, but with luck rooting there, why no place can compare with my little grey home in the west. But with luck rooting there, why no place can compare with my little grey home in the west.
Ah, happy days. Frank McCafferty and My Little Grey Home in the West, a memory jogger for Joe.
Are you into new country? Do you like artists like Brad Paisley, Dorota George, Miranda Lambert, or Jared Nyman? And do you think only Americans like good country music? Then you're wrong. Every Friday at 15 hours UTC, live from London, Chrissy Cochran presents Chrissy's Country. During this two-hour show, you'll hear tracks that are hot in the US country charts, plus brand new releases. And of course, requests are welcome by email at yourvoice@theglobalvoice.info or by Twitter at The Global Voice. Either way, The Global Voice is all one word. Why not come and take a listen to the very best in new country? 15 hours UTC on a Friday. It's Chrissy's Country on the one and only Global Voice. Check our website for times of repeats.
Straight from the islands, it's the Hawaiian Connection with K.L. Wright. The best in Hawaiian reggae, Hawaiian pop, traditional Hawaiian music, and everything in between. Saturday, 0 hours UTC on the Global Voice. So join in the Hawaiian Connection with K.L. Wright right here on the Global Voice. Check the schedule for repeat times.
In this day and age of progress and change, we as a people must progress as well. But in doing so, we cannot, under any circumstance, forget our culture, our language, and our history. Hawaii no ko kākou kuleata. Aloha.
They don't say, fly like a cow. And they don't say, fly like a pig.
Picks on the wing.
No, they say, fly like an eagle. Just watch out for falling rocks. And be sure to tune in to Rocks in Your Head with Steve Matsura for the best in classic and progressive rock, because rocks in your head, not on it. On the Global Voice, Wednesday, 16 UTC.
Hello friends, I'm Joe Pollard and I want to tell you about my kind of music. It's now being transmitted every Sunday at 1600 hours UTC on the Global Voice. 2 hours of easy on the ear music, standards, ballads, love songs, good country, big band and memory joggers. Make note of the time, 1600 hours UTC. Sunday, my kind of music with me, Joe Ballard. Check the website for repeats. Now, I haven't played this song for quite some time, and I want you to listen because I wonder if, like me, you think it sounds like the Scottish song On the Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond. It's called red is the rose that in yonder garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. It's a rather longer track again than we usually have, but it's too good to fade. And see what you think about the melody. Is it Loch Lomond? Whatever it is, it's nice.
Come over the hills, my bonnie Irish lass. Come over the hills to your darling. You choose the road of love, and I'll make the vow, and I'll be your true. But my love is fairer than any. 'Twas down by Killarney's green woods that we strayed, when the moon and the stars, they were shining. She'd be my love forever. Red is the rose that in me. Not for the parting with my sister Kate. 'Tis not for the grief of my mother. 'Tis all for the loss of my funny Irish lass. But my heart is breaking for. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne. But my love is fair. My love is fair.